This is the Dave Glover Show with Dave, Rachel, and Kevin. Sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
On KMOX, we have some rain here, depending on what part of the listening area you're in, and is going to be here pretty much till Wednesday. Wednesday is a beautiful day, and then Thursday and Friday are sort of like this again. So there you go. Dave Murray says we're about 4 or 5 inches ahead in the rain count, which, you know, it's one or the other. It's been a drought up until now. And then Dave Murray's summer forecast, which he says is very interesting, and it's not what he was expecting, so certainly not what we're expecting, is going to be this Thursday at 3:30 p.m. So set your calendars. Skip Weber's here, the sponsor of the Sweet 16. Today we're going to do two Elite Eights. I like them both, but I really like this one. This was Rach's idea. Things, signs that you're getting older. I don't think we've ever done that for good reason.
No. We've paired it with this Elite Eight that we've done approximately
a million
40
times.
Yeah.
Yeah, a million times. Yeah. I'll tell you the way I approached the summer foods, though, because you were right. We do it every year. Yeah. The way I approached it was the ultimate summer food. Like the one food that if I see you, if I wake up from a coma and you come visit me and you're eating one of these, I know it's summertime. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start with the getting older. Let's start with Skip.
Okay. So this happened to me so many times, and this was several years ago, so I'm even older now. But when your kids or grandkids or just someone you know is talking about stuff they're learning in school that I lived.
Wow.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
That's a good one.
About the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, yeah.
When you experienced history class.
Really, I remember that very, very well, as a matter of fact.
I could have been in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, when they're talking about stuff that they're learning about in the past, and I lived it, that's when
good.
I knew I was old.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels.
Random pain for no reason.
Yep.
You're like, aye, that hurt. That's not supposed to hurt. What
just
happened?
Untraceable.
Yes, untraceable pain. That's the good one, Rach. That's the way to put it.
Wheels and I went to Busch Stadium today and took batting practice and, you know, shag fly balls and caught grounders and played long toss.
Were the Cardinals looking for
the tryout? It was a tryout.
It's so bad they're looking for people who are about to turn 60.
Yeah.
But I played hard for maybe 20 minutes, and I can feel that tomorrow I'm going to be so sore.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
To me, that's almost a different thing. The random pains definitely happen, but when you do stuff that your head says you've done a million times, but it's been a while, and you're sore the next day when you never used to be. To me, it's not random. I know where the pain came
true.
From.
Yeah.
That's very much, it should not be hurting because of that.
I had that on my list. Should I put that up against untraceable random pain?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put soreness and we'll all know what that means.
Sure. Okay.
My turn?
Yes.
It hasn't quite happened to me yet because I'm so neurotic, but I can feel it coming on when you just kind of start to care less about stuff you used to care about.
Okay.
There's certainly things that I used to care about a lot, mostly like what other people think of you and things like that, that now I probably care like a normal person.
Okay.
For me is progress.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people who, you know, hit 60, 70, they get to the point where they're like, I just don't care. I don't care. Doing my own thing, lived my life, had my career. It is what it is. Skip.
So I've always liked I always enjoyed doing yard work, maybe doing some handyman stuff around the house, whether it's hanging pictures or, whatever. But some of the medium range difficulty ones and some of the stuff that takes you all day to do. And I always liked it. I Saturday doing that was great. Now I just would rather just say, hey, do we know somebody that I can pay $50 to do this?
You know what I did? I've always had someone mow my lawn. And this year I decided, you know what? This is stupid. And I went to Craigslist, literally, and I found a guy in Overland, and I bought a $120 mower. I did it twice. It sucked. I scalped the lawn. And I went out this Saturday, and I tried to start the mower, and it wouldn't start. Now, there's no way in hell. I did the whole thing where I looked at things like, yeah. I'm going to know what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah, you turned a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and I walked right inside the house. I Googled lawn services. I hired a place called Lawn Gurus. Carlos came yesterday while I was gone, cut it for $37.50.
Yeah.
What am I even thinking about?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the companies that do it, there's handyman services, there's plumbers, there's... You know, it can get expensive sometimes, but most of the time, if it's expensive, that was going to take me all day, and I'd probably have done it wrong anyway, and I'd been working the next day, and I kind of liked doing that some. In our cabin, I still do a lot of that. I don't know anybody there, but that's why that's what it struck me as. I've aged out of wanting to fix my house up myself.
Fair enough.
I just, you know, and maybe there are people out there who says, well, now I'm retired. I like doing it more. And that's probably true. But for me, that's an age deal.
Yeah.
I would rather.
Spend your time doing stuff you
like. Yeah, I've done enough in this level of success, and I can spend $37.50 instead of taking 3 hours of lawn.
Wheels.
All right. So this one's kind of broad, but I think it makes sense. When some of the most famous people in the world are young enough to be your child.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Professional athletes, musicians, actors. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. I still think of every Cardinal being older than me.
I know you get down there and you're like, oh, yeah, Paul Goldschmidt, he's a veteran. He's an old guy.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, he's 15 years younger than me.
And I'll tell you when that hits me really bad, too. Is during NCAA basketball.
Yeah,
tournament.
Yeah.
These kids are 19. I still look up to them. They're so great. They're a great athlete. Yeah. Look at that guy. You know, oh, this one's got a beard. He must be really old. Yeah, he's younger than my kids.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, there are professional athletes right now that were born in the year 2000.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's...
and
have been playing for several years already. Yeah.
How about getting excited for an early bedtime?
Oh, amen.
I don't know what that is, but I get it.
Man, I can't wait till 8 p.m. rolls around.
Nah, I still can't do it. I still can't go to bed.
You and Wheels both.
Yeah, I'm a 1:30, 2 o'clock most nights.
Me too.
You get up pretty early, though, too, right?
Yeah, I can't do that.
1 to 6:30 is my usual. It would be the mean of both things. Sometimes a little bit later, sometimes a little bit earlier.
I've literally become like a 9:30 to 10 bedtime guy. Last night I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up and it was 10:38 and I was like, ah! To probably 6.
Yeah.
I'm up at 6.
Okay.
What's your final one, Dave?
Let's go with the classic bathroom. You know, when I don't remember ever going to the bathroom at night when I was a kid.
Oh, I see. The trips to the bathroom.
Yeah, the trips to the bathroom at night.
18 times.
Still don't have the wake-up calls yet.
No?
Not yet.
Sorry, it's not on an actual bracket. I had to draw my own. Okay.
Okay. Signs you're getting older, becoming, knowing things that happened in your kid's history class because you lived them versus famous people are younger than you.
Ooh, that's a little
man. Insane. Famous people for me.
I'm going history. Live in history.
I'll go famous people.
Yeah, they're both good, but I literally do that. I think Paul Goldschmidt is older than me.
If you feel like it, but
yeah, he's probably 25 years
younger. He could be your son.
He could be my son. That's crazy. untraceable random pain versus traceable pain
that you wouldn't normally feel. I'm going to do that. The soreness that shouldn't have occurred.
I'm going to go with the untraceable.
Just by walking all day.
When I was young, I would get the traceable pain from time to time, but I never got the why does that hurt.
I'm going to go soreness.
Yeah, I'm going soreness as well.
Okay. Caring less about things versus getting excited about early bedtime. I'm voting against myself on that and going bedtime.
Bedtime.
Caring about things.
Caring less.
Okay, we got to send it to the captain.
Yeah, caring less for me, definitely.
Ooh. I really thought bedtime could win that because I'm just looking at the clock and it's 4:13.
Dave's like, only those, five more hours.
Neither one of those are big for me, but the bedtime is definitely not. I mean,
I'm with you.
We're going by that, I'm still 25.
How much of the night are you alone? Like, what time does Lori go to bed and you're just...
We go to bed at the same time.
Oh
really?
She'll That's sleep nice. Later than that. I get up before her, but she and I will retire.
Nate Bargatze, the comic, has a great bit He's like, my wife goes to bed at 10 and I stay up till about midnight or 1. But now and then she'll go to bed, then she'll get up and she'll come lay in my lap. And I don't like it at all. He's like, it's hard to tell the most important person in the world to you that out of all the people in the world, you're the one I don't want to see right now. Oh, he's man. Like, he just likes that alone
it's
time.
Cold.
Yeah, cold. Hiring lawn services, etc., to do the work you used to do yourself versus nighttime bathroom visits.
Well, it's got to be the work.
I'm voting against myself there, too. I forgot the bathroom visits, definitely.
I'll go bathroom.
Bathroom moves on. There's your final four of signs you're aging. Famous people are younger than you versus the inevitable soreness of everyday activities.
Oh, my soreness. God.
I like famous.
I do, too.
I'm doing famous people younger
than me. The fact that all these famous people could be my child is not great.
Yeah, my number one was the history, and that's very, very similar. It's very similar to that. That's weird.
Caring less about just about everything versus nighttime bathroom breaks.
Caring less.
Nighttime bathroom.
Caring less.
Captain.
Caring less. I'm sticking with it.
Okay, there you go. Is it caring less about things, or is it going to the bathroom too much?
No, it's people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Famous.
Or the people that are famous people. Yeah, famous people young enough to be your children.
People.
Yeah, that's
that
one.
That one for me, too. Famous people.
Yeah, famous people.
There you go. There's the winner.
All right.
Hate that so much.
You want to take an early break?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll do the next one on the other side.
Okay. DGS, we have Skip Weber in, the sponsor of the Sweet 16. I'm not sure we're even going to do the ultimate summertime foods because the conversation you two were just having was much more interesting. Plus, it was going to be watermelon or popsicles.
what about ice cream?
Ballpark hot dogs.
Yeah.
Ballpark
backyard
hot dogs.
Burgers.
Yeah.
See, we're covering it all now.
Corn on the cob.
We're doing it all. Okay, so
I was going to say cicada sandwiches.
Do you have them on the east side yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
I think it's moving west to east.
So really we go to Tennessee at the end of the week, and I mean, I'm sure that that's just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Tennessee cicadas.
Because if you Google Smoky Mountain fireflies,
yeah,
Google that.
Okay.
See what happened. It's legendary. Smoky Mountain National Park, when the fireflies come out, same week every year, first week of May, so we kind of missed them. You can't get in. You have to have like governor invite to go to where they're best.
Because it's so pretty.
Because it's so well known. It's unbelievable, the fire. So that being the case, you hear that fly. I mean, I'm sure that cicadas are coming up. And then you got the two together. It's just going to be ridiculous.
So we were talking about the Cardinals, and Wheels and I have this ongoing, I wouldn't call it a debate because he wins, because he just knows more than I do.
And I never stop.
And he never stops. And so eventually I'm just like, will you stop talking if I agree? Because we can end this right now. But I have been saying that when you have a systemic problem in your organization, and it lasts, you need to look at the managers, whether it's a sales department or it is a baseball team. And you just laid it out better than I have, but try that again.
I just think that I look at the people on our team, and you got a couple guys who are not too far away from MVP caliber seasons, and they're still in the age where they should be, you know, doing well. And you've got all these young guys that we thought were going to be great someday, and have had good success to some extent or another, and you're thinking they're going to get better. If we get something out of Contreras and if we get some kind of pitching stability, then we should be decent. And I think our pitching has been better than what a lot of people thought. I think Contreras has been our best guy, and we're terrible. And I say when you take the sum, you add up your pieces of what you look at, and when your sum is less than what it should be.
Just like you would at Weber.
Just like I would in one of my stores, or if I would looking at the Blues, or looking at a basketball team or whatever, if the sum is less than what you expect on paper, then I blame management. And I don't just blame Mozeliak. If you tell me I'm wrong and that those players aren't that good anyway, then I blame Mozeliak for that's who you put on the field. But you know, I just go to the manager when it doesn't. I mean, something else is not right. There's baseball is such a mental sport. I say do it for everything, but baseball has so much mentalness in it. And if you're off mentally, then you're not performing physically. And I think that is it chemistry? Is it locker room? Is it whatever? I mean, it's not just that Mozeliak trades away this person or that person. We got people on our team that he's traded away that did get a shot at the major leagues, and now they're playing well for other teams.
Okay, for Wheeler's response, I'm going to go to the bathroom because I've heard this a lot.
Well, no, so. It's simple, but and here's the problem. When we talk about what is making all of these decisions, coaches and managers at the major league level are not what they used to be, and they're not what people think they are. You're not micromanaging grown men. You're not telling them, here's what's wrong with your swing, go fix it. Hitting coaches are basically counselors.
Did they used to?
Well, I think more so, yes. But here's the thing that I think, like, for example, we're looking for a tie-in to why all of the Cardinals except Wilson Contreras are below what they should be, right? Because they are. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. That is an absolute fact. The numbers prove it. Why are they all below expectations? Well, the first thing that people go to is, well, it must be the manager. He must not be a leader, or it must be the hitting coaches. Well, last year, wasn't it the pitching coaches? It's not that simple, because what else goes into this? The analytics department comes into this. Are they getting information that's actually helping them, or are they getting information that is not correct or not as correct as it needs to be? The scouting department comes into this. The advanced major league scouts, are they getting good reports? Have the teams changed what they were doing? Are you not then adjusting to the adjustments that teams make against you? So look at this year's Cardinals, for example.
Is it the same outcome, though?
Well, this is my point. It's not, though. See, my point is there are probably 20 people that impact this area, right? But we pick on one guy
who has one part of that.
No, yeah, I know. That's
the same way with me. If my store has got multiple problems, I look at the general manager as the ultimate problem.
Right, but the general manager for that is the president of baseball operations. It's not the guy who's the sales manager. It's not the guy who's the parts manager.
Well, the first thing the general manager is going to do when he looks at it is look down and say, okay, if it's my sales force, you got to do it like that. So my point is, if you're saying that it's adjustments and it's, you know, how hard you're playing and the counselors of the batting coach are not doing, you know, if you think there's enough talent that some of those things fix the whole thing, then you can't blame the personnel guys. You do got to blame the on-field person and who's in charge of that. I mean,
right, okay. But see, here's Ollie my point. Here's my biggest point.
Let me finish.
The
real
manager
quick,
yeah. is not in charge of all of those things like they used to be. The manager is now considered middle management. They are not the guy in charge.
They are some places.
No, they're not. Nowhere.
This is what he's like.
Yeah. Maybe Bruce Bochy in Texas.
I was going to say the more experienced managers that come through. And I'm no giant fan of La Russa, but when La Russa was here. That's 3 managers ago, of course. But he had, you know, he would be making
he
sure.
He was the man, but whether he was calling
the shots or not, he would still say, well, I want this to happen.
Yeah.
Look, Ollie Marmel is one of the youngest guys, if not the youngest manager. I know he came in as youngest. I don't know if someone's younger than him now. But I put myself in his shoes. If what you're saying, if the scouting department of advanced scouting is a problem, then I, as the manager, knowing that I'm the one who's in charge of W's and L's, I'm going, get this scouting department done. I'm screaming at my bosses. I'm screaming at them. I'm saying, what's going on here? I'm trying to.
Mike Schill did that. How'd that work out?
Well, yeah. doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Okay, trust me, there's more fighting to be done between Wheeler and Weber.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this stuff. Rachel's over here going, God, first, just shut up, people.
Let's talk about Weber.
Wait a minute. First.
You can use your time however you'd like,
no.
Senator.
First of all, we have to decide is... What did we?
The big winner.
What won today?
So it was realizing that famous people are young enough to be your kids.
Being your kids, is that better? Sign of being old, then wish you were here is a sad tear jerk song.
That's what we were fighting about the whole break.
Those are pretty close.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
I'm going to go wish you were here is the superior.
I would give them at least one more week.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, wish you were here.
Because it was only an Elite Eight. The other one won Sweet 16. They got to top
our
best.
We're going to do workplace television shows. Oh, so something could unseat it there.
I won't be here.
Whenever you come back.
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
That's a good one.
Okay.
2 weeks, yeah.
You want to do what's going on with Weber or what's going on with the Cardinals? Totally your call.
Well, fortunately, we're kind of going opposite directions on that and there. So, because I got good managers, and I don't have to fire the manager.
You guys also have a really good big boss. I heard his name is Skip.
Yeah, well, I'm probably the weakest link, to be quite honest with you. And that's the way it should be in this, because if my job is relegated to making sure that just a few people are doing their job and they are the ones making sure everybody else is, and that's why, for the umpteenth month in a row, we have the best reviews on reputation.com. It's a 900-point scale. 900 is a perfect score. Very similar to a credit score. They do it very. And I've got 3 stores in the 800s, and the rest of the St. Louis area, all the way out, Paducah, 500 miles, 600s.
Wow.
Every now and then, another store creeps up into 7, into like a 720 or something like that. But and it's because it's based on 2 things. There may be some stores that might have a few more reviews than me. There may be some stores that have 3 reviews only and have all 5 stars. But we have a giant amount of reviews, and then the quality of the reviews, and they put it into a formula and spit out that score. So, you got, somebody with only 3 reviews and 5 stars is going to be a way less, even though I have some less than 5 stars. And the reason we do that is because we have a team that deals with people who are not happy. If we find out before a review, we're on it. If we find out through a review, we're on it. So even if the review comes out, we correct it afterwards. And that does a lot of things. Number one, it makes people happy again. Most people that we hit end up being happy, so we'll get another shot at them. And a lot of my most zealous customers started out as somebody who wasn't the happiest up front. But because we took the extra time, they are customers for life. And now so they give great reviews on the loan. But the other thing that makes it happen is it makes every person in the team know that if they don't make somebody happy up front, they're going to be under a microscope by that department that does that. Not in a bad way, not screaming and yelling, but you don't want to have to take time out of your day to say, well, this is what happened. I did this and I did it. People are making people happy up front, doing what it takes to get them either car repaired, car fixed in the body shop, parts delivered, or newer used vehicles sold, and everybody happy. And that's what we're most proud of.
Good.
So that's why I like speaking about managerial problems.
Yeah, no,
because that's all I deal with.
Yeah.
I haven't sold a car personally. I mean, I have people call me, like when Kevin called me, I said, well, yeah, well, here's who you talk to. I don't know anything about Camaros. I'm sorry. I don't know what they cost even. And I know what they are. I know enough about them to kind of know about them, but I wouldn't be able to sell you them. But here's who can.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And so that's
my guy,
that's,
Keith.
That's all I do
anymore. Keith took care of me.
Yeah, that's all I do anymore. So
back to baseball, because we're going to have to go back to baseball. You were saying on the break that Tony La Russa was second only to someone whose last name was DeWitt.
Yeah. Oh, no, just Bill DeWitt Jr.
Yeah.
So, I think anyone else named DeWitt, not Bill DeWitt the third, just teasing there, but anybody's name, he was the guy outside of the owner.
And so now if Ali is fourth or fifth down the chain, does he know that?
I think all of the managers now know this. And this would is they Major admit League Baseball.
It? Do you think it's a flash in the pan? We're going to look back and go, like, remember when they took the power away from the managers?
No, it's going to stay this way for a couple reasons. One, the problem from the organizational standpoint, the way that it used to be, is when you would hire the celebrity manager, you had to do things the way they wanted to do them, which means you had to change everything you were doing before. What they do now is we have an organizational way of doing things, and we're going to find a manager that we will plug into that.
Who's young enough and hungry enough that they won't fight.
And also, some cases, yeah. Not in the case of, say, the Cubs going and getting Craig Counsell. They went out and they paid for the best guy, and a guy like that, or a guy like Bruce Bochy in Texas, will naturally have more power because of who they are. And, their salary, their contract, their history gives them some of that power. With the newer guys, if they don't do well, the teams just fire them, but they don't have to change everything else that's going on.
What about a guy like me, a simple guy whose baseball experience was spent mostly in the Cory League, that I come from a background where coaches yelled at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Patted you on the back, whatever it happened to be, to motivate you. Is that just not really a thing in the big leagues?
And not at
all.
And
just fantasize about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say that it never happens. It's just not normal. It's not common. I mean, like, you know, and this is, we talk a lot about this over the years, because usually the least popular person in any baseball town is the hitting coach. And as soon as there's a problem, it's fire the hitting coach, fire the hitting coach. He's not teaching these guys. It's not how it works. They're not grabbing a star player. Hitting coaches are not saying, hey, Paul Goldschmidt, come here. We see something wrong and we're going to change you. That's not how it works. The player has to go to them to seek the help.
Maybe they should change that.
Well, this is the entire sport, because those guys got to where they were doing things a certain way, and telling them, guess what, you're going to suddenly change is not going to work.
And I've wondered this for years since Schilt was fired. Then why fire a manager over a dispute about a hitting coach if the hitting coach kind of doesn't matter that much?
First of all, it was about way more than that. But it's also, these moves tend to end up being symbolic in some ways. Or they're just the easiest thing to do, because the hardest thing to do is change your roster. The hardest thing to do is to flip the roster and change up three or four hitters and three or four pitchers in one off season. So what do you do? Like, this is what the Blues did. The Blues fired Craig Berube because it's damn near impossible to change the roster enough to matter. So they hope that the one change, it's, you know, and what's the old saying about hope? Hope is not a plan. But that's what teams do sometimes in sports, is they fire a guy hoping that will somehow spark something.
It's one thing for Dave and Skip to disagree with you. Do Gould and people like that, does everyone who knows what they're talking about agree with you?
No, I mean, it's a scale, right? There's a spectrum of it. Like, some of us are more hardcore than others, but I would say that there's pretty general, like a range of agreement, and then there's disagreements within that range.
I would say, to me, I think I agree with 90% of your points, or maybe 75% of your points, but I don't necessarily agree with all the conclusions. And this is why I can't, as a business owner, I would want to have, if I all of a sudden was a owner of a team, I would want to have success. Okay. If I look at who won the World Series last year, okay. Guy with a coach that possibly one of the few that has that kind of power.
Well, I mean, he's also a Hall of Famer. Yeah, like, he's exactly. But one of the all-time greats.
I can't go get him, okay? And you're saying that if I inherit a team that has an organizational structure in place, and they just put in a manager that fits in there, but I continue after three seasons to underachieve, then why wouldn't some of these teams that need to jump, that need to go from always losing, why wouldn't they try to flip that no organizational thing we fit a manager in? Let's do it a little bit differently. I mean, that's how things always evolve.
Because that
anyway.
Challenges the power of the people who are doing the hiring.
No, I'm the owner. Why wouldn't I? Say?
Well, I mean, some of them do, and some of them
don't.
That's
what you said. You think that 90% of them are that with the structural, but there's only four or five teams that are successful year in, year out. There's very, very few. I mean, when's the last time that the White Sox have been good? When's the last time that Cleveland's been good?
Well, let me be honest with you.
Someone like that would go get a good manager that has some experience and said,
it's not the manager.
Let me finish. You'd think that somebody would go get a good manager that would hire his staff. You hire your staff. I'll give you say in personnel, similar to what we did with Whitey way back when we first hired him. And we'll, you know, do some things like that, because what we have done for iteration after iteration is not working. We have to try something new. I mean, I would think that would be, a few teams would at least try that.
Okay, the Cardinals game is at 8:40 tonight. Sorry. Until then, we'll be doing this.